people in Mexico City only got to see a partial solar eclipse today, but the huge metropolis is bracing for a different phenomenon. Godzilla has descended on the city, threatening to destroy it over the next 2 days, or at least cause some major traffic problems. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that fans and local officials are thrilled that the giant monster has landed in Mexico City, boosting the city's reputation as a growing international film destination.
As the bells ring out from the majestic cathedral in Mexico City's downtown Zócalo Plaza, a huge plume of smoke rises in the sky down the street. Crews there are filming a critical scene in the sequel to the sci-fi thriller Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters. We better run and hide or we'll all get eaten, says Herman Castillo, who couldn't see the filming over a huge makeshift wall or the large police vehicles blocking the street in front of the action. Not discouraged by the barriers, Castillo jokes that Godzilla is going to fill up fast with some of the more robust Mexicans like himself, as he laughs and rubs his round belly. There are a few disgruntled store owners upset about closed-off streets and traffic, but most everyone is thrilled Godzilla has come to town, like 17-year-old Fernando Duran.
No se puede ver.
Except he can't see anything, he says, just reporters out in the street in front of the action.
Para los curiosos que quieran acercarse a ver.
Like this local TV personality warning the curious to stay away. Sadly, she said, Godzilla won't make any personal appearances. He'll be added later in post-production with the aid of computers. No problem, says Duran. He'll wait to see Godzilla in the movie theaters.
Ahora va a luchar aquí, no sé contra qué cosa.
I'll see him fight there. Just wish I knew who he was going up against, he says. Not a whole lot is being reported about Godzilla 2, due out in March of 2019, or who will be Godzilla's worthy opponents. There's talk about a giant moth and his three-headed nemesis, Ghidorah. Mexico City, however, put up a good fight to get Godzilla. It beat out Guatemala, even with its volumes of volcanoes, a perfect setting for a radioactive pseudo-dinosaur to emerge out of. But according to the film's producer, Mexico City ruled the day thanks to its beautiful colonial downtown, world-class production crews, and of course, all those Godzilla sci-fi fans. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.